Oh, man, about 2 or 3 miles. And you say 2 miles is the farthest he could go, all the farther he could go, all the far as he could go. What would you say there?
Say 2 miles, the pike gives out. There ain't no pike in the farther.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you, where would you, how would you say this? 2 miles is the something he could go.
Well, he'd go 2 miles on the pike, and then he'd give out. He'd have a mud road.
I wonder if you'd fill in the words for me here. Would you fill in the words you would use? You would say 2 miles is something he could go.
Well, you say it's a pike for 2 miles. Mm-hmm.
Well, would you fill in the words there? I'll stop. I'll say so much and then I'll stop. You say 2 miles is the...
2 miles gets to the store, the house. Mm-hmm.
2 miles is the something he could go.
Good. 2 miles and the road give out would be the only way I could think of it if he couldn't go no further.
Okay. If you wanted to tell me the general direction where something is, you might say, well, you might point your thumb over your shoulder and say, it's just over.
Just across the lot over there, across the field. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say yonder?
Over yonder of them trees. Mm-hmm. Yonder, is that a word?
I don't know, is it?
I don't think it is.
Do you ever say it yourself?
No.
You never do?
I've heard it a heap.
Well, suppose you're talking about various people in your family and you say, one great-grandfather had cancer and he died, and another one had a heart attack and he died, and another one died, he had typhoid fever or something like that. And then somebody mentions another man, and you say, well, I don't rightly know what he
died with.
And, the man in the story saw this tornado, and because he saw it was going in the other direction, he didn't what about it?
He didn't bother about it.
Uh-huh. And if you see somebody that's awfully concerned about something and they're fretting about it and so on, you say, everything will turn out all right. Don't
fret about it.
Uh-huh. Anything else instead of fret?
Well, that would settle it if you didn't fret about it.
Yeah. But you don't want to leave.
Don't be uneasy about it. You use that.
Or just one word. Don't. we often say to somebody if they're thinking about something all the time and it just doesn't do any good to think about it all the time, you say don't
do it. Mm-hmm. Do something.
Or don't.
In the place of talking about it, do the work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you have a neighbor that's real odd and strange, you might say that he's just a little bit what?
A little bit cranky.
Suppose he's just odd. Suppose he's not cranky. He's just kind of strange. Say he's...
He acts curious.
What's another word you might say?
Acts like he ain't got no sense.
That'd be